Track 6, and no more news stories. Jury says free electricity is not a right. A cannabis grower from Dawlish, who claimed he had a human right to free electricity, has been found guilty of bypassing his meter. Graham Walker removed the entire prepayment meter from his home in Celtic Fields, Dawlish, as soon as it was installed in July 2021. But it took months for energy company E.ON to notice. He wrote to the company's chief executive, offering to return the meter, but heard nothing until an engineer came to check his supply on September the 30th, 2022, and found it missing. The electricity supply was cut off, but Walker reconnected it almost immediately and carried on using it until police went to his house on the 4th of October and arrested him for growing 12 cannabis plants in the bathroom or under lamps in a curtained-off part of his kitchen. He was caught growing cannabis again for personal use the following June. Former firefighter Walker, age 59, who now lives elsewhere in the same street, denied two counts of possessing and producing cannabis and one of abstracting electricity, but was found guilty by a jury at Exeter Crown Court. Judge David Evans adjourned sentence until next month and ordered a probation pre-sentence report which will propose alternatives to prison.
No doubt you will have heard the story about four horses dying at Newton Abbott Racecourse. The British Horse Racing Authority, BHA, is to carry out an investigation at Newton Abbott Racecourse after four horses died. The horses, Cuzzy Coombe, Hallowed Rose, Barla Brook and Happy Helen, all died during races on Tuesday, June the 25th. As a result, the BHA says it will assess the condition of the Newton Abbott track. The BHA statement reads, "Our thoughts are with everyone connected to the horses who suffered fatal injuries yesterday. The loss of any horse is always a dreadful occurrence for the owners, trainers and stable staff who provide them with outstanding care and attention throughout their lives, and so a day like yesterday is one that deeply saddens all of us who love the sport. Losing four horses at a single fixture is extremely rare, and this does not reduce the seriousness with which the BHA takes this matter. All four deaths will be thoroughly investigated to understand as best as possible how they occurred, and a report will be compiled on the condition of the course, which is being assessed in order to ascertain whether there are any concerns regarding the racing service." According to PETA UK, approximately 200 horses die every year on British racecourses. Of the 12,000 foals born every year into the British and Irish racing industries, only about 40% go on to be used for racing, the charity says. And you may have caught up with news on national news and, or was it Spotlight last night? The report has been produced and has no criticisms to make of the racing surface at Newton Abbott Racecourse.
Building Oscar for site manager. A Teignmouth site manager on a Devon housing development has received a prestigious Pride in the Job award from the National House Building Council, NHBC, and this is considered the Oscars of the house building industry. Mark Wyatt leads the team at Kavanagh Homes development on the eastern outskirts of Exeter and has been named one of the coveted 2024 Quality Award winners, representing the top 5% of site managers across the UK. Mark, who praised the support of assistant site manager Rebecca Carruthers, said he was delighted for the whole team. "This is definitely a team effort," he said. "It's a recognition of all the hard work we've put in and a sign to house buyers that if they buy a new home at Equinox 3, they can be confident that it's absolutely first class." The competition is rigorously judged with site managers assessed across six key areas: consistency, attention to detail, leadership, interpretation of drawings and specifications, technical expertise and health and safety. NHBC inspectors carry out thousands of inspections with meticulous scoring. and Mark will now go forward to represent Kavanagh Homes in the final round of the competition later this year.
Ruth celebrates her 101st. A resident at Kingstainton Care Home has celebrated her 101st birthday. Kathleen Burton, known to family, friends and staff at Pensmount Care Home as Ruth, was born on the 28th of June 1923. She was brought up in London and from the age of 16 to 20 lived through the Second World War. Some of this time she was working at the Bank of England. After marrying Jack Burton, she spent the next several years as a vicar's wife, bringing up five children. Soon after Jack took over the parish of Ellicombe in Torquay, she trained as a Montessori teacher and founded a Montessori school. In her late 80s, she travelled to Senegal to work voluntarily in the school and then to China.
A splash of colour has been brought to church. Something for everyone was on offer at a community event in Abbots Kerswell last weekend. Centred on St Mary's Church, the village played host to Creation Creativity Community, a two-day event organised by the Three Wells Mission Community. A flower festival in the church saw St Mary's filled with a cornucopia of colourful displays supported by both live music and bell ringing. Exhibitions from creative groups in the village took place in the parish rooms, and members of Abbots Kerswell Repair Workshop were on hand to fix problematic small household items. There were train movements from the South Devon Model Railway Society, who were displaying their large layout in the church house, which was also the venue for afternoon teas. The event culminated with songs of praise in the church on Sunday. The event was free, but donations were collected for church restoration funds. There are plenty of pictures surrounding the article, including one of Liz Clowes playing the violin, along with pianist Julie Arrow providing a little light music in the church. There's 8-year-old Dylan Branson keeping a close eye on railway movements, courtesy of the South Devon Model Railway Society. And the one that really caught my eye was a display of pictures and Margaret Crompton from the village's Paint and Splatter Art Group.